Bohemian Ladies were crowned 2015 league champions after a thrilling encounter with Clooney Quinn. Full-time score, Coolmean 3-11, Clooney Quinn 2-5. Clooney Quinn had a better start to the game, cutting through the Coolmean defence on several occasions in which they scored two goals. Coolmean battled hard and scored some excellent points to lead at the break by a single point. Half-time score, Coolmean 7 points, Clooney Quinn 2 goals. Coolmean had a fantastic start to the second half. They increased their intensity and work rate. They scored 2-2 while Clooney Quinn failed to score in this period. Clooney Quinn were awarded a penalty midway through the half but failed to convert after an excellent save by Clona Murphy. Clooney Quinn fought bravely until the final whistle, but the result was never in doubt and Coolmean ran out deserving winners. After the game, Coolmean captain Fiona McMahon accepted the cup on behalf of her teammates from Trudy Davenport, Secretary of Clare Ladies Football. Coolmean panel: Clodagh Murphy, Laura Vaughan, Sophie Devaney, Martina Heher, Laura O'Sullivan, Emma O'Connor, Fiona McMahon, Tara Kelly, Valerie Keneally, Lisa Farrell, Gillian Finucane, Sarah McCann, Emma McMahon, Grania Howard, Aoife McMahon, Brianne Murphy, Marie Hawk, Caroline Casey, Emer Green, Josephine Lucas, Kira Finucane, Aoife Howard, Sinead Reedy, Niamh O'Connell, Rena Cleary. Mentors, Brian Markham, Kevin McMahon. After the game, Clare Ladies County Board Secretary Trudy Davenport presented the cup to Coolmean Ladies Captain Fiona McMahon.
On behalf of Clare Ladies Football, I'd like to thank all of you for coming here tonight. I only caught the second half, but it was a very competitive match. I believe there was nothing in it at half-time. And I have to say, I really appreciated the way it was played. It was done in a very good sporting manner. There was a bit of hard luck on one side. It could have been anybody's game in the end-up. But there's always, unfortunately, there has to be just one winner usually on the night. I'd like to thank Linda and her umpires for doing the game tonight. I'd like to thank Eireoge for the use of their pitches. It's very difficult. I'm not sure that some of you might understand this, but it's very difficult as a ladies football organisation to get the use of pitches sometimes. And I really appreciate the clubs that do actually give us the use of their facilities to host these finals and sometimes semi-finals. Without too much talking, because I know the captain's in a little bit of difficulty, I would like to present this on behalf of Clare Ladies Football to the captain of the Coolmean team, Fiona McMahon.
Thank you. Okay, I'd just like to thank everybody for coming, Stephen, to support us. I want to thank a great bunch of girls that have put severe effort in since the start of the year, because we had a good year yet last year, but a lot of disappointment, and there was no way we were coming here this evening to lose. And thanks a million to Brian and Kevin. They've definitely put our Woo! To our places. Yeah, I'd like to thank Linda for a great game. Oh, sorry. And fantastic to Clooney Quinn. That was just brilliant, girls. He gave it everything he had right up until the last second.
After the match, I spoke to the victorious Coolmean ladies captain, Fiona McMahon, and team mentors, Brian Markham and Kevin McMahon.
It was very, very tight at the start. I'd say with the disappointment and kind of, we knew what it was like to lose last year, we started with a bit of nerves.
A couple of passes didn't go our way, not like we've been doing in training and played all year. So eventually we kind of got to grips with things and we got going then from there.
You couldn't get two goals early on, they went 4 or 5 points up, but as you said, maybe that we nervous when, first of all, with the players responded well to that and really finished strong.
The one thing you could say about Cumie ladies is we don't panic. We never have panicked, and no matter how far we go down, like last year, I think we were down by 16, 15 points at half time. We don't give up, and we'll keep going and we'll fight back goals. They were just, we weren't marking tight enough and they dropped in, so we just made sure that didn't happen after that.
At half time, point up to have faced in the second half, maybe the memories of last year, you were very determined at half time.
Oh, yeah, we weren't going to leave as losers like last year, so nope, stuck into it and. Some of us a bit too much.
I don't want to mention some players, but a number of two or three younger players this year have come onto the panel and have really made a huge impression.
Yeah, you can't beat a bit of youth. They've got the bit of speed, and they're fantastic, and they'll fight every bit as hard as the older girls are.
We brought on a few subs during the game, and they all made an impact too, and it's all part of the panel.
Yeah, we have a panel of about, I think there's about 24 or 5 girls there, and we need every single one of them. We need them at training, and we need to have a bench that you can bring on.
Maybe just a quick word about the two managers, Kevin and Brian. Just their second or third year involved with you, but they've really brought something different.
Brian's second year with us, and I think poor Kevin has about 4 or 5 years done. And without them, we wouldn't be anywhere. They do great training, some great drills, and they're really committed to it. So thanks a million to the boys.
First of all, Brian, congratulations.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks.
Very close game in the hard finals.
Absolutely. Yeah, you never. Finals are only there to be won, and each team gets to the final on merit, so there's never going to be any easy game. They always go down to the wire, you know.
In the first half, Clooney Quinn stuck for 2 goals fairly early on. They had a great start. Were you just concerned about?
Not really, no. Girls have shown all year that they don't drop their head, they don't panic, they keep plugging away. And by the time we got to half time, we got the lead back and we were 1 point up, so it showed how hard they worked. They didn't drop their heads any stage.
It was a good sign too, after conceding 2 goals, we came back and we scored 7 points in the trot, which is a great sign of the team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the girls knew once you keep tipping over the scores, over the bar, you get your points, you get your goal chances, and they came towards the end of the second half.
There was a great pattern of play. We all seem to be passing the ball and looking for the runners. It's kind of a good style of football. Is that the way we're trying to play this year?
Absolutely, yeah. The girls know when they bring the ball into contact, they turn around, that they'll have support on their shoulder running through at full pace, so it's really working, you know. Fast ball moving the whole time it's great, you can't defend against it.
The second half, I think we got a few breaks there, when the girls got to go, we pulled 6, 7, 8 points clear. That was through good football, but you were very hopeful at that stage that things were going looking well?
Absolutely, yeah. Things were looking well halfway through the second half, but then every game, the opposition will have a purple patch, and Clooney started to put us back to the pin of our collar, and we had to work all the way for the hour.
I suppose we should mention that our captain Fiona McMahon, she had an injury in her leg, she had to go off injured. Was that maybe a setback, or did it maybe galvanise the rest of the players?
Obviously it was a bit of a setback. Fiona was really, really came into her own there in the second half. She was up and down the field, but girls rallied around, girls who came on, everyone who came on, and even girls who didn't come on, it was all the team effort, it was great.
And then the last 2 minutes when Tony Quinn were looking for goals, our goalkeeper and our defenders, they really trunked the bodies in the line and blocked shots and passed to the defender.
Yeah, any part of the body that blocked the ball, the girls were doing it, you know, and Claude as well with her penalty save was super turning point, you know.
I suppose after losing last year's final, after a replay, I must be looking forward to bring home the trophy and be successful for all the players and the club involved.
Oh, it's great, absolutely. Yeah. It's been a few years since the girls have brought home a bit of silver, and it's great. All the effort they put into to show something at the end of it.
First half, not too bad, yeah. Just they got a good start, obviously, with the 2 goals. But in fairness, we kicked some great points. We got, you know, we got 7 scores. We only got 2 scores, you know. But I know they kicked a few wides as well, so it could have been ahead at half time. In fairness, but. You know, we kept plugging away and just took our scores basically. We were happy enough, you know.
As you said, at half time we were a point up. Just the team talk at half time was just cool and calm, and just getting the players ready to face the second half again.
Yeah, that's about it. You know, we were ahead, like, so there wasn't no point in being too down, like, you know. So we just, I know some of our senior players, they weren't in it for the first 20 minutes of the game, like, you know. So we just told them to, you know, keep the heads and just wanted some more leaders around the field, like, and in fairness they did that, like, and they fought hard, like, that was the main thing for us, like.
I found out that when you play the ball to the wings and keep it open, you seem to be able to expose the opposition team by your good passing and good skill that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing we said at half time as well. Clooney Quinn were a physical team, like, so they obviously wanted to play down the centre, so they wanted to keep it tight, but we've good forwards, like, in fairness, wing forwards are quick and inside forwards are quick, so keep it out into space was name of the game, really, and that's what they did. So
and I suppose the tradition, you know, our captain, she got an injury in her ankle there,